The main challenge going ahead, I think, is to be sure that this turning around the corner that seems to be occurring is real. So it really does mean that we need to intensify the surveillance on the ground and be able to follow up all the cases and make sure that all the contacts are known and ensure that the contacts are not giving rise to other cases and coming in to be treated so that these people's lives can be saved. So it really does mean ensuring that we have enough experts, epidemiologists, contact tracers, which tends to be largely local people, and also data managers to have real-time information available to guide our action.
Have you got enough resources and enough people on the ground?
I would say that we have got some resources, and it's clear that we need to get additional resources. I think WHO's request for funding had some gaps. We need to make sure that we get in the different types of experts, including we have some very good experts at community dialogue. Social scientists is clearly a cadre that we need to increase among our teams and also the work that we do with other agencies, specifically in reference to this community dialogue, convincing communities to sustain behaviors that have been really difficult for them to adapt because they were faced with such a dreadful problem.
You talk about coordinating the work on the ground. Is that really the main work that you have to do? How are you going to approach your work differently from your predecessor?
We are going to look very much at improving the coordination among our different levels in WHO. I think I'm going to build further on this, how to reach out to partners, how to share information with them on the ground through our country representatives. And I think now we have a good set of country team leaders in WHO.
Final question to you. Are there any other problems in Africa? I'm thinking perhaps Madagascar that maybe you've taken her off the ball that need additional focus now?
It's true that this Ebola outbreak has absorbed attention, has been our biggest priority in the region for some time. And I can share with you that the deployment that WHO has done in the region, we have had to bring in colleagues, staff members who are working in different programs. And in fact, there is a sense that we had to slow down the work in other areas simply to be able to put our resources into ending this Ebola outbreak. Of course, the African region, as you know, has many health challenges. We have other communicable diseases, HIV, AIDS, TB, and malaria, child mortality, maternal mortality. And although we've made a lot of progress, the countries have made a lot of progress in the next 10 years, they still need a great deal of support. So we have to keep the balance in the same way as we're going to be helping these countries now restore services for other diseases. We need equally in WHO to make sure that as we are hopefully making a lot of progress on this Ebola outbreak, we are not missing other problems. And I think that's very much at the top of our minds.